And up and down the people go, gazing where the lilies blow, round an island there below, the island of Shalott. Willows white and aspens quiver, little breezes dusk and shiver, through the wave that runs forever, by the island in grey walls and four grey towers overlook a space of flowers, and the silent isle embowers the Lady of Shalott. Only reapers reaping early in amongst the beaded barley hear a song that echoes cheerly from the river wide, flowing down to Camelot. And by the moon the reapers weary, piling sheaves in upland Surrey, listening whispers, tears the fairy, the Lady of Shalott. Magic web with colors gay, she has heard a whisper say, a curse is on her if she stay to look down to Camelot. She knows not what the curse may be, and so she weaves steadily, little other care hath she. In her web she still delights to weave the mirror's magic sights, for often through the silent nights a funeral with plumes and with lights and music went to Camelot. And when the moon was overhead came two young lovers lately wed. I'm half sick of shadows, she said. Red Cross Knight forever kneeled to a lady in his shield, and sparkled on the yellow field beside remote Shalott. His broad clear brow in sunlight glowed, on burnished hooves his war horse trode, from underneath his helmet flowed his coal black curls, his sunny road as he rode down to Camelot. And from the bank and from the river he flashed into the crystal mirror, Tira Lira by the river sang Sir Lancelot. She left the web, she left the loom, she made three paces through the room, she saw the water lily. Yellow woods were waning, the broad stream in his banks complaining, heavily the low sky raining, over town would come a lot. And down she came and found a boat, beneath the willow left afloat, and round about the prow she wrote, the Lady of Shalott. And in the river's dim expanse, like some bold Serena trance, seeing all his own mischance, with a glassy countenance, she looked to Camelot. And at the closing of the day, she loosed the chain and down she lay, the broad stream bore her far away.